This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lin Mark, Julian Ng and Shariz Abdullah. It is 9:06 in the morning. Now, tell us a bit more about global markets as well. This morning, we have on the line with us Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York. Now, Joe, good morning. Earnings season is upon us again and the market consensus is a decline of 2.6%. How does that compare with your expectations?
Well, I think I'm looking for better numbers, like maybe flat or slightly up. Remember, in the first quarter, earnings expectations, there was a lot of talk about earnings recession. It didn't happen. I think a lot of U.S. companies have weathered the storm when it comes to the Fed uncertainty, and particularly the trade tariffs and uncertainty. So I'm looking for a better expected earnings outlook, and I think that's going to be a boost for a summer rally.
And the bull market in the U.S. has lasted for a pretty long time. Are you looking at other markets, other regions, or even other asset classes to take your money to?
Not yet, but I would be allocating towards the dividend payers, the dividend growers here in the United States, probably more value than growth. I would be barbelled in the sense that I would, you know, right now the defensive sectors like utilities and REITs, they're expensive. But I'd be looking for those bombed out sectors like industrials, materials, the laggards, energy, to put money to work, particularly the dividend payers. So, you know, right now you're looking at a lot of good companies that are attractively valued, particularly in energy, materials, and industrials. They've got a lot of, I think, some upside with price appreciation, but they also pay good dividends, so you get paid while you're to wait.
And in Europe, the French central bank governor says stimulus for the Eurozone could possibly come as early as this summer. What are you looking at in Europe?
You know, I mean, I hope he's right, but I'm more skeptical. Europe, to me, is still rudderless. They're still the laggard. They're still a deflationary force out there building. So in Europe, it's more of a stock-picking market. You know, you want to own the big pharmaceutical firms, the luxury brand companies, leaders in Italy, France. It's more of a stock-picking market as opposed to buying Europe. So I'm encouraged that Europe is growing, albeit slightly, but they're the laggard, so I'd be careful in that sense. So hopefully I'm wrong, put it that way. But I would put more money in the United States or Southeast Asia before Europe.
And Joe, you don't think the appointment of Christine Lagarde would change anything then?
No, not necessarily. I don't believe that because at the end of the day, Europe beats to the tune of Germany. And Germany is still running a huge current account surplus. They're balancing their budget. They have budget surpluses. Until Germany changes, Europe won't. Think of it that way. So one person can't change Europe. One country can, and that's Germany.
And Joe, you mentioned you prefer Southeast Asia over Europe.
Well, you know, anything technology or consumption-led in Southeast Asia. So semiconductors in Taiwan, Malaysia, any consumer-related companies in Southeast Asia, the ASEAN bloc, because I think consumerism in ASEAN is going to be a big issue, a big trend that's coming to millennials. That's coming, more consumption there, more higher per capita income. Everyone's fixated on China, but they're kind of missing the story about the Philippines, Malaysia, Thailand. There's a lot more to Asia than China and India. There's a lot in between. So I'd be putting money to work in those companies that are tapping into that big market.
Thank you so much, Joe. And that was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management in New York. Positive on the U.S. and Southeast Asia, but not quite so positive on Europe.
Yeah, he also mentioned the barbell strategy, which is very interesting, which is an unconventional way of managing your portfolio. And this really aims to have substantial returns and payouts without taking too much risk. And basically how it works is that you have almost half or more than half of your portfolio in very safe assets and the other half in speculative assets, mm-hmm. so that the payouts from there could be very high without actually jeopardizing the risk profile of the portfolio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.